Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, May 21st, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows Republican Governor Scott Walker and the legislature approved nearly five dozen proposals sought by powerful special interests that will cost the average family $235 in 2012 and continue to grow to nearly $300 annually in 2020. The 15-page report called Special Interest Smorgasbord reviews bills passed in the 2011-2012 legislative session that benefit more than a dozen wealthy special interests, including business, manufacturing, agriculture, construction, real estate, and transportation. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, what message or messages does this report have for the reader?
Well, you know, one of the things that people heard over and over again, and the governor said this countless times, is that the state is broke. And so extreme measures needed to be taken to deal with the financial crisis and balance the budget because Wisconsin's broke. And people were being told, you're going to have to tighten your belts. You're going to have to deal with some cuts. You're going to have to deal with some real pain. And yet, that pain never seems to be extended to the wealthiest special interests that make huge campaign contributions. And what we found is that at a time that the state was broke and all these extreme measures had to be taken to balance the books in Wisconsin, we were able to identify 55 different budget items and bills that were passed that did big favors for the wealthiest special interest contributors in Wisconsin. And, you know, 18 of the items have a direct price tag. They cost taxpayers money. 37 of them are definitely big benefits to these special interests, but they don't have a price tag that we could determine. So, you know, of the items that really cost money to the taxpayer, you know, we identified items that collectively would cost the state about $335 million just for this fiscal year, and that price tag would grow to almost $440 million by 2020. And, you know, and when you think about that in terms of what it costs a typical family of four in Wisconsin, we're talking about a cost of about $235 beginning in this year and then growing to over $290 by 2020. So, you know, not only were people told, hey, you're going to have to make some sacrifices, you're going to have to tighten your belts, there are going to be some cuts in programs that you benefit from, but on top of it, you're going to have to pay several hundred dollars for all these favors and benefits that go to wealthy special interests. And so there's a hypocrisy here that really is grating, and that's what we focused on in this report.
As you mentioned, I understand the report highlights two types of laws, one whose costs are traceable, and not just for 2012, but the cost for several of these items actually escalates over time, and another batch that provides clear benefits to special interests, but at no cost or an undetermined cost to either state government or consumers. Can you give us some examples from each of those groups? It appears to cover a wide range of topics like pollution, shipping, local control, ski hill operators. I mean, there's a little bit of everything in there. It's very broad. Could you talk about some of those and maybe why those costs escalate over time and what that means?
You know, for example, a $138 million transfer from the state's general fund to the transportation fund to pay for highway projects. So here we're told the state's broke. We don't have enough money in our general fund, and yet they were able to transfer a bunch of general fund money to the transportation fund to keep the road builders happy. And you know, that's something that costs a family of four close to $100. And that use of money from the general fund to pay for highway projects hasn't been done in years. And raiding one fund to pay for another fund's bills is exactly what Governor Walker and Republican legislators criticized Democrats for in the past. And yet they turn around and they do that. Well, you know, if you look at this particular provision in the budget, it benefited special interests. It contributed almost $12 million to Scott Walker and $6 million to Republican legislators who supported this. Then you look at an item like the estate income tax credit for people who put money in health savings accounts. You know, this sort of policy is something that it costs the state $28 million in 2012, and it really will only benefit wealthy taxpayers. It gives them another tax write-off, and really for anybody who can afford to set aside some money for health expenses, but it does nothing to control spiraling health care costs, and it doesn't help lower middle-income families who can't afford to set aside much. So this is really a giveaway to the wealthiest taxpayers in the state. And, you know, and as far as the items where we can't come up with a price tag, yet these are huge benefits, we saw five different laws that reduced the state's ability to monitor and control air and water pollution. We found four different items that limit the legal liability of product manufacturers or long-term care providers like nursing homes, for example. So we saw a bunch of stuff like that. We saw four different items that reduce local control, take away a community's ability to pass its own laws to respond to local problems and concerns. So it does things like put time limits on building moratoriums or it prohibits local ordinances that require businesses to provide sick leave or other family leave, all those kinds of things. Clear benefits to those special interests. Overall, what we saw is the interests that benefit from all of these items gave close to $14 million to Governor Walker, almost $10 million to legislators, and $7.5 million of that went to the Republican legislators who were in control of the legislature and were able to pass these items. And one of the things that's really notable about all of this is that the cost does increase over the years, and that's because the budget wasn't truly balanced. You know, Governor Walker and the Republicans criticized Democrats in the past for using accounting tricks and sort of budget voodoo to make a budget appear balanced, but they would push the cost of items off into the future and have them paid in future budgets. So the budget would appear to be balanced in the short term, but there would be bills that would come due in the future. Well, that's exactly what Governor Walker and the Republicans in the legislature did with a lot of these special interest giveaways. Some of them are paid for in 2012. Some of them aren't paid for many years, and the costs keep escalating to the taxpayer, and the bills keep coming due all the way up to 2020 and 2021. And so it was a practice that was condemned roundly by Governor Walker and his allies in the legislature, and yet they turn around and to benefit these special interest contributors, they engaged in the exact same kind of behavior.
Speaking of those contributors, it seems that special interests did well by the governor and the legislature in 2011 and 2012. So what did our elected policymakers get from some of these special interests?
Well, what they got is what I already mentioned. You know, we're talking close to $24 million in campaign contributions. Now, it was a pretty good return on investment for the special interests. You know, in the short term, they get close to $335 million in tangible benefits and a huge number of other favors and benefits that it's difficult to fix a price tag to. But they put almost $24 million in campaign contributions into the coffers of the governor and legislators. And like I said, you know, about $13.7 million, you know, close to $14 million went to the governor, $9.9 million to legislators, $7.5 million of that to Republican legislators who were in charge of the budget process and who had control of the legislature and could pass all these bills. So, you know, this is a classic example of pay-to-play politics, where the money flows in to elected officials, the favors flow out to the big campaign donors, even at a time when we're told that the state faces a fiscal crisis, when the state's broke, when we've got to tighten our belts, when we've got to endure some tough cuts. The special interests who make all these campaign contributions get 55 different items steered their way. They get all these goodies, all these favors, and all these benefits.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. If you're interested in more details about the laws approved by the governor and the legislature that benefited special interests, check out the May 21st report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.